the show must go on, and that means it's time for sports. Like I said, I don't think Mike will awaken from his slumber this morning. Well, in NFL action yesterday, on and on and on and on and on and on and on NFL action. Yesterday, I predicted that Detroit would beat Chicago would beat Detroit, Dallas would beat Washington, and Atlanta would beat and New Orleans would beat Atlanta. I was 3-0. Chicago defeated Detroit 23-16. Dallas defeated Washington 31-23, and New Orleans defeated Atlanta 31-17. Mike was 2-1, and I was 3-0. All right. And NFL action coming up this weekend, there's actually a lot of interest in the games now that the Giants might be winning some games. You're going to have Oakland at Baltimore, Jacksonville at Buffalo, Seattle at Carolina, Cleveland at Cincinnati, New England at the Jets. The Giants will meet Philadelphia. You've got San Francisco at Tampa Bay, Arizona at the Chargers, Miami at Indianapolis, Pittsburgh at Denver, Green Bay at Minnesota in a big game, Tennessee at Houston on Monday night. All right, so that's the NFL breakdown. Now, in college football, today is a big, big day. There's a lot of great games today. Last night, Mississippi State defeated Mississippi 35-3. Now, coming up today, Texas goes against Kansas. The University of Central Florida goes against South Florida, big rivalry game. Oklahoma against West Virginia. Washington against Washington State. Florida against Florida State. I think there's other games. There's got to be. Oh, yeah, there's some big games coming up. You have Florida versus Florida State. Number 4, Michigan versus number 10, Ohio State. Georgia Tech against number 5, Georgia. Syracuse goes up against Boston College. Maryland against Penn State. Illinois versus Northwestern. Pittsburgh against Miami of Florida. Number 1, Alabama goes up against Auburn. That's tomorrow. Kansas State goes up against Iowa State tomorrow. Kentucky and Louisville tomorrow. South Carolina and number 2, Clemson tomorrow. Well, those are the big games. Those are the big games that are happening tomorrow. In college football. But there's college football on today. Actually, a lot of college football, as a matter of fact, is on today. And what else? Everybody's claiming all the Dallas Cowboys are so great because they got this new receiver. They just beat Washington. They just got by Washington. They had a big lead, just got by Washington. Washington is injured. They don't have a starting quarterback, and a lot of other people were injured. And the Cowboys just got by them. The NFC East is just not a good division this year. I don't care if you're a Dallas fan, a Giant fan, a Redskin fan, a Philadelphia fan. It's just a terrible division. They're not playing good football. The Cowboys and Redskins are on top of the division at 6-5. Here's how bad it is. If the Giants win this game this weekend over Philadelphia, here's what the NFC would look like. Dallas and Washington tied atop at 6-5. Philadelphia and the Giants 2 games behind at 4-7. How horrible is that? Well, anyways, I knew that Kazi was going to oversleep this morning. That is a check on sports.